This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is news to be had today. Irma and Equifax, to name a couple, and we will get to them in just a minute. But there is also some summing up to be done of where things stand in the American economy this week, because it has been a curious 5 days. Lee Gallagher is at Fortune Magazine. Sheila Kolhatkar is at The New Yorker. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
Sheila, let me begin with you and this, it has to be said, curious deal that President Trump made with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leaders in the Congress today, to push back the debt limit and the budget deadline. I'm going to use a four-letter word in Washington now, I imagine, bipartisanship. Could this be the wave of the future, I guess?
Well, I think it's possibly an indication, once again, that President Trump does not fully grasp some of the game playing that goes on in Washington. And this whole debt ceiling debate is a really good example. I mean, there are people who believe that we should just get rid of the debt ceiling because it doesn't have any real meaning beyond being used as this tool of protest, usually of the party that is not in power in Congress. And it seems that the Democrats very effectively employed it in that way.
Yeah, and took it away from Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, right, Lee?
They did. I mean, it was shocking. But on the other hand, you know, if you think about it, we know that the president is someone who's easily aggrieved. He hasn't been. He hates Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, and you know, his base hates the GOP leadership, and so, you know, he's the wrecking ball, and so that's sure enough that he's wrecking everything. He's coming in with, you know, being the disruptor, I guess. I also think he just walked into that room and saw Chuck Schumer and just felt a little hometown comforts of home, you know, like
New York, he just hugged him.
Yeah. So it was a crazy one, though.
Sheila, we should be clear here that we're going to go through this now again in December, right? We're going to have the debt limit discussion. We're going to have a budget continuing resolution that's going to expire. None of this actually solves anything.
No, it doesn't. And of course, the Republicans were pushing to extend this re-upping of the limit as far into the future as possible, to just sort of put it even beyond midterm elections. And the Democrats wanted to just sort of push it off just a little bit so they could revisit this and possibly use it as leverage. And of course, it's important to remember that it doesn't really have any connection to spending. The debt limit just gives the U.S. permission to borrow money from other countries. If Republicans want to control spending, they should be, you know, doing that through legislation, and they should be finding ways to pay for the tax cuts that they seem to want, rather than passing huge tax cuts and then complaining about, you know, extending the debt limit.
Right. Lee, let's get to the tax reform package. The president likes to call it tax cuts, but tax reform is what congressional Republicans keep talking about. I wonder how badly this basically cramps the style of those who want to get tax reform done by the end of the year, because now by Thanksgiving, Christmas time, we're all going to be turned to the debt limit in the budget again.
That's true. And also, certainly, this begs the question, are there more bipartisan deals in the future?
Yeah.
But the tax reform is really the big thing. I mean, after health care, you know, this is the next big thing. And the president needs a win on this. And frankly, you know, it's also a big test for Gary Cohn, who was also in the news this week.
Well, right.
So,
are you looking at my notes? That's in my notes. Gary Cohn's the next item in my notes.
Perfect segue.
So, Sheila, let me throw you the question first. News this week that Gary Cohn, widely rumored to have been President Trump's choice for Fed chair when Janet Yellen's term expires in January, he is now on the outs with the president. It is reported after basically standing up to the president for his remarks after Charlottesville. The question I need to ask you, though, is this. Why does President Trump want to get rid of Janet Yellen? He said nasty things about her during the campaign, but it is tradition for presidents to reappoint Fed chairs in their first term.
Well, as Lee already mentioned, he is the wrecking ball, so he's going to keep us on our toes.
Is that but just also the answer today? That's the answer, right? He's the wrecking ball.
We know from Janet Yellen's academic research that she has some issues she really cares passionately about: poverty, income inequality, creating jobs, and the regulation of Wall Street. And frankly, that puts her at odds with a lot of the deregulators that Trump has surrounded himself by in Washington. She made a very impassioned defense of the Dodd-Frank financial reform legislation that I thought, you know, was actually much needed at this moment when that legislation is in peril. So, although there are many people who would argue that he should keep her, I have a hard time picturing it just because she's so at odds with these people who seem to be informing a lot of his decision making.
On the other hand, now
yeah, go ahead.
He likes low interest rates, you know, because they're good for him. And
right.
He did say, you know, a month ago, I like her. I like her demeanor. You know, now he likes her demeanor.
Right.
So, you know, it's love hate. It's flip flop. It's keeping everyone on their toes.
It's Survivor.
It is.
Don't even. Sheila Cole Hotgarth, the New Yorker, and Lee Gallagher at Fortune Magazine. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Guy.
Thank you.